أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون. One of the very meaningful things of this great surah is also that we should live our lives in such a way that non-believers do not have any hope that they can win us over to their way. The surah was revealed for that we have got the truth by Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and not only the truth, but as mentioned in the previous hadith, in the previous surah, that Allah has given Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam khayre kathir, all great goodness. And of that, one of it is the great deen of Islam. And when we have got that as the inheritors and followers of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, we should follow it very, very thoroughly, and no non-Muslim must ever have hope that they can ever win any Muslim over. But unfortunately, today we have like the Jehovah's Witnesses visiting our homes, and very sadly in some cases where we host them also, and we are prepared to listen to them, whereas this very surah is to teach us we have got our distinct life and we have nothing to do with the non-believers. Also within our own, so to say, within our own ranks, whether it is the Barelwis, the Salafis, the Shias, how many of us befriend them also? As matters of deeni matters, then they have hope that they will win us over also. That should not be the case at all. Allah has given us our distinct way of life, and everyone must know that this is our life. But today, like in the time of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, this type of life of a pure Islam was looked down by the other people. And the Muslims were not worried about it. They knew they were on the truth and they followed the truth 100%. The occasion of the revelation of the surah, it is mentioned, it comes in the tafsir, that Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, Asif ibn Wa'id, one of the leaders of the Quraysh, they made a delegation and they sent them to Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and told him to tell Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that all this great trouble that has come in Makkah, they called it trouble, and this great, na'uz billah, what they call fitna, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came with this, so to say, new religion according to them, and has caused great upheaval in the community, where father and son are divided now, husband and wife are divided, brother and sister are divided. So for that we want to make a settlement of this. For that tell Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he must not speak wrong and evil, he must not speak evil about our idols, that he must not discredit them, he must not speak anything bad about them. And in return, we will accept his prophethood. We will accept that he is the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. And we make this agreement. And together with that, they said that if he wants to become, his mission and object of doing all this work is to become our leader and our king, we are prepared to make him our leader. That we will choose him and he be our leader. And if he wants money and he wants to become rich, we will collect money and make him the richest man. And if he wants woman, we will look for the most beautiful woman and get him married to the most beautiful woman also. But he must give up speaking bad about our idols. He must not say that they are useless, they can't do anything, that they are wrong, etc. And that we are following the wrong religion, etc. That he must give up. When this news was brought to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, may destruction be for the Quraysh. That my mission, what have I got to do with leadership? What have I got to do with becoming wealthy and becoming having money? And what have I got to do of having beautiful women? My only desire is that the Quraysh and all people must get saved from destruction. And the one that has created us, that we must become obedient to him. We must serve Him. We don't want anything else. All we want is that the truth, the actual truth, must prevail. On that, the Quraysh then send another message that if that is the case, then let make it so that you don't speak bad about our idols. And we won't stop you from worshipping as you worship. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not accept that either. That how can I ever not speak against the evil? And today it is our art that we just cover up the evil. We don't speak about the wrong that takes place. And anyone who speaks about the wrong, he is regarded as a fitna maker. He is regarded as a troublemaker. And as long as we keep peace with everyone, even with devil and the shaitan, then we are good people. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not accept that for one moment. According to another narration, the Quraysh, they came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they wanted to make a truce, a peace settlement between Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and themselves. They also, the same thing they said, that there is great fitna and great problems in our community. The whole community is divided and we are facing this great fitna, according to them. For that they said, let us make this agreement that for 1 year you worship our idols. And after that, for 1 year, we will worship your Allah. And in this way, we'll make an agreement that both religions we will accommodate. Like that, even in our times, the King Akbar wanted to make what he called Deen-e-Ilahi, where he wanted to join all the religions and make one religion. And in our time, with all this interfaith meetings, that we all understand, we are compromised, we accommodate one another, we all live peacefully in this world. All that answer was given in the surah. Allah revealed the surah and made it clear that Muslims have got a distinct and a pure and a clear way of life. We must not incline in the least, but وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. And do not incline, تَرْكَنُوا. Some ulama have said that even from your heart there mustn't be any inclination towards the non-believers, even just watering down our deen or making our stance a bit more easier with them. We accommodate them in any way. Or مَيْلَانِ يَسِيرٌ. We should not even have a slight inclination to the ways of the non-believers. That we should see birthday parties, how much do we follow the non-believers? As far as wedding occasion is concerned, how much things of the non-believers we do? Time of Easter, how many people buy Easter eggs and all that? The time of Christmas and New Year, how many of their things and their lifestyle in various other things also, whether it be sports, whether it be holidays, whether it be other things, how much don't we incline to their way of life? Whereas we are commanded to have a distinct and pure way of life, the way of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and no inclination towards them. But today we prefer and we are happy to accommodate them on social levels, etc. We are very free and easy going with non-believers. Islam has permitted as far as necessity is concerned, whether it is on business level, on political levels, as far as necessity is concerned, we associate with them and we mix with them. But as far as further social level, and that we make them our friends, we invite them, we get invited by them, etc., there is no permission for that whatsoever. So this surah has come and to make it very clear that we are a very distinct nation and we must follow our way. And those people have got value by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And when we want to mix with this now, with this other groups and other people and accommodate them and also agree with them, then we lose our value by Allah Ta'ala and the consequences we are facing presently, then we wonder why the Muslims are facing what they are facing. Why the difficulties are on the Muslims. When we want to follow the ways of the non-believers, we want to accommodate them, then Allah takes His protection away from us. And unfortunately, all the time we are hearing of sad events and things taking place because we have moved from our stance and our deen. May Allah let us understand. And the surah with all its great values, and a surah that we recite often also, may the reality of it come into us and see how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood for the truth. May Allah in His mercy bless us also with this reality. وَأَخِرُ دَوَانَا